What's up, guys? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Games cast. As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
Hey, everybody. I have a Nintendo Switch. I've been playing it a lot.
Oh, yeah? What you been playing?
You know that Animal Crossing, Tim? Come on. I got a hot dog costume. I got the hot dog costume. I got the hot dog head. It's a big day today.
You got the shrine, the gen shrine. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that a lot.
No problem. Really, really good. No better way to show a woman you love her than to take her face and plaster it all over the inside of an Animal Crossing room. Many times.
How hard is that?
Oh, it's so simple.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just a website. What is it? acpatterns.com/editor. You can go in there and upload any photo you want, and then it'll give you a QR code that you scan with the Nook app on your phone and then download in the game.
That's so smart.
Oh, they got... Dude, not only that, like, I'm sure... I don't know how much you actually... How much during this whole... I wanted to say during this whole forced quarantine, I almost said segregation. I'm like, that's not what this is. Nope. How much during this quarantine?
You with Jim on the top there and me blessing at the bottom.
That's why we have these borders around keeping us apart. Do you talk to Joey about Animal Crossing? Is it one of those things like she's like your little sister who's always telling you something? Or do you not even engage with her? You know nothing about Animal Crossing from her.
It's more one of those things where me and Gio will be eating dinner or something, and then Joey will be in the room, and then she'll just be making sounds.
Ooh,
it's a lot of happy things, upset things, and we're never sure what's going on in her little world.
Yeah,
but she seems overall happy. I know she got a Godzilla, so
yeah. Okay, so you're behind. What I was going to tell you is, you want to know how all in I am? Joey texted me one day, and she's like, "Have you heard about ACNH Travel Guide?" And I was like, no. And it's an app you get on your phone that somebody else made. It was over on the Animal Crossing subreddit, and for $3. You can go in there and track all the bugs and like fossils you've gotten. And it sounds crazy because it's just tracking. No, but what it does, it'll tell you what's available. Currently available, I could get 21 different kinds of bugs. And I can go in there and see all they are and then favorite them if I got them. Like right now, I can get a fly that I don't have, a peacock butterfly. You might say, Greg, how would you get a peacock butterfly? And I'm like, I need to know too. Well, between 4 and 19 hours. So between 4 a.m. and whatever the fuck 19 is, between March and June, I can go buy flowers that are black, blue, or purple. And I'll find this little guy over there and I can get him. I need to get some black, blue, or purple flowers, guys. That's what I know. Now I know what to do tonight. You know what I mean?
We also have the former informer, Imran Khan.
I like Animal Crossing. I don't know that I like it as much as Greg apparently loves it.
Have you been playing it a lot?
No, I like it a good deal. I play it like I played every other Animal Crossing of I put a couple of hours in a day and I'm good. Uh-huh. Like I don't draw people's faces and put them in there. I think that's a step you cannot come back
from. Well, for the record, I've never drawn someone's face. I've just uploaded their photos. I've just uploaded Shuhei Yoshida's photo and my wife's photo, and I put them into things, all right?
Oh, man. And then, of course, Blessing Adeoye Jr., the new face of video games. How are you doing?
Are you telling me that there are certain things that'll only spawn during certain times of the day?
Certain conditions, certain months. Like, this is a game you will play the rest of your life, Blessing.
I don't know if I can keep doing it. That was a level of commitment that I did. I was not in it for.
What's your update on Animal Crossing, Bless?
I've fallen off. I mean, I'm not falling off, but I've not had the time I've wanted to dedicate to Animal Crossing within the last week. I was in it for the first, I'm going to say, 3 to 4 days. And then this week, I mean, as people that are watching this now know, right? We've got Resident Evil 3, and so I've been playing that. I've been playing other games for PS Love You, and there's just been stuff going on, so I'm not being able to play as much as I wanted to. But for what I played of it, I really enjoyed my time with it. I still plan to jump back in. I'm not done, but it's just one of those.
Bunny Day, April 1st, buddy. Strap in. We like, gotta Bunny go. Day.
Bunny. Oh, wait, yeah, Bunny Day is happening.
Easter is April 1st?
No. But no, as you might have noticed, Tim. All right, Tim.
Yeah.
Nintendo's not going to come out and claim that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior, all right? So it's not officially Easter. It's just Bunny Day. It runs for, whatever, 13,
Jokes
14
on
days.
Me. I am the April Fool himself. Anyways, we're not talking about Animal Crossing today. Today we are talking about Resident Evil 3. But before we do that, I want to let you know this is the Kinda Funny Games cast each and every week right here on youtube.com/kindafunnygames. We get together, talk about video games, all the things that we love about them. You can get the show usually live when there's not an embargo for the game that we're talking about, like is the case with this episode, by going to patreon.com/kindafunnygames. You also get the exclusive post show there, and you get the show ad free, and you can be a Patreon producer just like Mohammed, James Hastings, Evan Ballard, Steven Insler, Sancho West Gaming, Duval King, Jabub, Cody Banks, Agent Cody Banks himself, Trent Berry, Max Blair, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Tom Bach, not related to Tom Nook, but similar enough in my heart.
Close.
Nano Support, Michael Bradley, and Joseph O. Youssef. Y'all making things happen, and we appreciate you. Your money's going directly to Greg's Animal Crossing apps.
All right. I spent $3.
$3 right. To get your little your bugaboos or whatever the hell
it's also
doing.
Going to Imran back there with his hokey joysticks or hoary joysticks and his controller and his book or whatever.
Oh, man. But if you don't have the bucks, it's all good. You can watch the show later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or roosterteeth.com or on a podcast service of your choice. Just search for Kinda Funny Games Cast. Let's get right into it, boys. Resident Evil 3.
Speaking of Animal Crossing, I played two games at the same time that were about resource and pocket management.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like I switch between them and I'm like, wait, which game? What do I not have wood in this one? No, this one I'm fine.
So Resident Evil 3, all three of us, four of us, have beat this game at this point. Yep. What are our top level thoughts? Bless.
So I feel like for me, Resident Evil 3 is kind of like the embodiment of the phrase, like I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. And like I don't think it's like it's a good game, but compared to Resident Evil 2, I feel like it's just very underwhelming for me in kind of every way, shape, and form. And so like it in essence, it kind of feels like it's standalone DLC for Resident Evil 2 remake. For perspective, I've not played the original Resident Evil 3, and so I can't really judge it on how good of a remake it is. And so really I'm judging it off of it being kind of a sequel to Resident Evil 2. Mm-hmm. But it takes a lot of the same, like, or not even a lot, it takes like pretty much all the same mechanics and structures and UI and everything from Resident Evil 2, which is okay because these games are coming out very close to each other and that's kind of what I expected. But it doesn't really do much to, it didn't really do much to evolve it. What it kind of did was it went for more of an action style of gameplay. Yes. And I feel like that in some ways that helped differentiate it from Resident Evil 2, and it makes it feel like somewhat of a different game. But in the ways that for me Resident Evil 2 was such an amazing game last year because of how it would put you in an environment, like Resident Evil 2 started you off in that police station and was like, hey, just like search around, you like your whole thing right here is you're trying to figure out like how to solve this dungeon, essentially, right? The police station is a dungeon. The different levels in Resident Evil 2 are basically big dungeons. RE3 is way more linear and action focused, and that doesn't always work to its benefit. In fact, I don't think it really works to its benefit much. There are a few times where I was like, okay, yeah, this is like, this is a cool thing, but overall overall the game is good. It's like it's a good game, just very disappointing compared to what we got with RE2.
I feel like I'm a lot higher on it than you are, but mm-hmm. A lot of your criticisms and thoughts on it do reflect my own. I feel like Resident Evil 2 being my game of the year last year, it's funny because there were so many things about the game as I was playing it, a lot of the puzzle stuff, a lot of the backtracking, just like little things. I'm like, I just wish this wasn't in it. Like I wish it was a bit more linear and a bit less obtuse in many moments. And this game is that. And then playing mm-hmm. through this, I'm like, huh. This is exactly what I wanted, but for some reason it's not. Like, this is not my game of the year. And Resident Evil 2 is. I don't know if it's coming down to I really liked Claire and Leon. Like, I like Jill a lot. Carlos, take it or leave it with this one.
He's like a big hairy bag of nothing in this game.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I'm playing as him, like, I feel literally nothing about this character at all.
Such and a it, cliche, I just, right? And I feel you like talk it, about an updated version of Resident Evil 3, and I didn't play the original Resident Evil 3, right? But, like, yeah, just I'm this dude, and yeah, and like, all right, Jill, I'm gonna nig you a bit, but then you're gonna turn it back, or you don't have to take my shit. And then people are like, oh, you're gonna save your girlfriend? It's not like that. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? What am I playing right
yeah.
now?
Yeah,
he falls and in love with her real fast.
Yeah,
I enjoy the like kind of like it's like a bad B movie. That's what Resident Evil is. Even Resident Evil 2 is like everything you just said. Like we can totally put on Ada and Leon. It's like, what is going on here, right? Yeah. And then immediately Leon and Claire. But I did enjoy all the set pieces, and it felt more like an Uncharted Lost yes. Legacy version of Resident Evil, and I'm here for it. Like, I enjoy that. I just think that it is weird coming right off of Resident Evil 2, because I'm familiar with the original games. I'm familiar with Jill from the first game. We're just in a weird place where Resident Evil 1 remake and then 2 and 3 remakes, they're acting like they're in the same world, but they don't feel that way. So it's kind of weird this being the sequel to last year's game and it kind of having a lot of similar elements, but we're just expected to know a lot of the character dynamics between these people.
Yeah. I am in a very similar place to both of you. As I started the game the first time, like after the previewed stuff and all that, I was like, this is really, really fucking good. Like, I think I said to some friends that I think I like RE3 make more than RE2 in general. Because, like, systems wise and like the way that game moves through, or the way it adapts the RE2 scariness and the RE4 action, or RE4, 5, 6, whatever action, and like it makes it work better than I think any of these RE games have before. But at the same time, like, I started going through it, and like, this pacing is weird.
Yeah.
This stuff with Nemesis is like, this should be more exciting. And I don't know why it's not exciting. Like, he should be constantly stomping around me, and occasionally there's a part where like you just see Nemesis like kind of fuck up, and Jill says something like, bitch can't even swim. And that made me laugh, but it also made it a stark point of, oh, I'm not actually all that scared of Nemesis right now. That's not good. He should be frightening me. But overall, I did really like the game. It's just, like Blessing said, I'm not mad, just kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I think you nail a lot of parts about it that I walked away from, where I'm right there with everything everybody's saying, right? I thought it was, I'm with Blessing too, of like, I thought it was a good game. I don't know if it's good for $60. Granted, we haven't played the multiplayer. There's a whole conversation I'm sure we'll get to here. But in particular, like, having not played Resident Evil 3, period, and having not done any previews for this game, I only knew the debut trailer for it. And I was staying dark because I loved Resident Evil 2 so much and I wanted to come in blind. And so when Nemesis really first gets introduced and really gives chase that first time and gets into this giant fight with Jill or whatever, not even fight, like I'm trying to run away from Nemesis and he continues to fucking kill me, just dominate me and destroy me. I put it down at one point and texted Tim. I was just like, hey man, like, you know, this is my first time ever playing Resident Evil 3. Am I missing a mechanic here? Like, I thought he was trying, oh, I went to this one door, he killed me there. I'm not supposed to go that way. He's hurting me every time. And like, no, every doorway I went to, this motherfucker killed me at. And my heart was in my chest. I'm like, God damn it. Tim's like, no, you just got to get past him. I'm like, motherfucker. And so when I finally got past him and he was running behind me, it was that, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But I would say by like the third time you interact with him, they change the dynamic to something that's no longer that and no longer scary. And then from there on out, I wasn't at all. I would have preferred the guy who fucked up my world, right, in that first encounter to be there the entire game chasing me down, rather than what I think my biggest problem with the game is that it's caught between two worlds, where Resident Evil 2, I thought, was such an interesting and great evolution of Resident Evil, and it felt like a modern take on Resident Evil 2, a game that I had played back in the day but gotten turned off too early on because of tank controls and a whole bunch of other little things. Last year playing RE2, it was on my shortlist for, you know, game of the year, one of the best things I played of the year, and I enjoyed it because it changed that and it modernized it, but it kept what made it work. This one, I felt like, I think this game is beautiful, with the exception of Carlos's hair. I think this game is gorgeous outside of Carlos's hair, which I will continue to say. I think Nemesis, those first things in the beginning made me, like, literally, I thought about, like, I love scary movies, I love horror movies, I like scary games. I legitimately thought about not playing anymore. I'm like, that's not fun. Like, him just killing, getting killed over it. But I was like, I want to keep going. And so, it's this, that's cool, and the action in moment-to-moment stuff's cool, but then they start dropping in these boss fights with Nemesis that I felt were so from 90s game design. Where again, back to your point, Imran, I was no longer scared of Nemesis because now he's acting as not even, I think there's like four different, not literal four different Nemesis in this game. There are four different like schizophrenic personalities of Nemesis, where there is the one who's lightning fast and can jump around and kill me anyway. And then there's the other one who walks slowly behind me with a grenade launcher. And I'm like, well, you're not scary at all. Like, I just, a flamethrower. I'm just going to keep dodging around this thing and not, you know, why am I doing this? I'm not engaged right now.
He's at his scariest when he's trying to stop you from getting somewhere. And anytime it's not that, it just becomes a little boring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my thing is Mr. X in 2, they changed him from the original game so much to be a much bigger part of the game. And he was truly frightening from beginning to end. in last year's game, right? Whereas, yeah, Nemesis is a bit different in this. I liked the boss battles, like, but I liked them in the way that it made it feel. I felt powerful in this game, and that's not necessarily what Resident Evil is about.
Yeah.
So it's like this looks like RE2, but it doesn't feel like RE2.
It feels like RE2 in parts, not everywhere, and that's I think the biggest problem with the pacing.
But I'm okay with what it was, which is kind of way more action based, having the dodge control and all that, having all that, and like having as many guns and how much ammo you do have during these boss fights. Like, I liked the flamethrower fight because it reminded me of old like 90s type video games, but modernized in the way of it looks how I remember those things looking in my head. Mm. And I feel like when we talk about the graphics of this game, like, God, RE Engine just continues to just be the best in the damn business, man. It's so beautiful. And seeing Raccoon City look the way that it does is so impressive to me. And just even seeing the fire effects of the flamethrower stuff, it's like, I like seeing that type of stuff. And it was fun to me in the short burst we get it. It's just, it overall, you brought up the $60 thing, Greg. It's like, RE2 felt worth $60 to me. This doesn't. And it's kind of hard to put into words why I feel
that. Well, it's also a short game.
It's super short. Compared.
What was everybody's game clock?
I beat it in two sittings, and it was somewhere between, like, I think it was like 7 hours, 15 minutes.
I had about 5-something hours.
Yeah, at 5.5, I did it in from starting in the afternoon, finishing in the evening.
And I explored everything. Like,
me too.
Looked every single corner.
Yeah, I had 7.5 hours, and I almost beat in two sittings, but there was a boss battle that I had issues with last night, and so I woke up this morning and beat it pretty easily.
Classic video games.
Yeah,
exactly. And I know, like, we're in this whole thing, and like, we're just kind of vomiting thoughts right now. The one I want to get out while it's on the tip of my tongue, in case I lose it for something. One of the things I love so much about RE2, and I don't know how they do it, they keep an RE3, which was that I'm in a boss battle and I have 2 or 3 bullets, and I'm like, how the hell am I going to do? Like, so many games, I think, to your point, Tim, make you feel powerful in the moment, and then in the cutscene afterwards, make it seem like it was this really tough battle, when in reality, you never broke a sweat. Whereas this one in particular, and I won't spoil stuff, but playing as Jill and having these moments, like the final boss battle of this game, I legitimately was like, shit, am I going to have to reload and play from like 45 minutes ago? Because I only have like 2 shotgun shells and a grenade launcher around. And I went in there and died a couple times and then was able to do it. And it was that thing of like, you know, like, oh God, please, 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 please get it in. Like, oh God. And like I felt again, like this game, for all the criticism I have and for it just being a good game, it made me feel for sure. Like, my heart was in my chest on so many of these moments of like trying to make this happen. And that's where it's this weird thing for me too of talking about it, where to your point, I think it plays more of an action game than it does a survival horror game for the most part. There's definitely survival horror in there. I'm not saying there's not. But that's what I got out of it, where it was like, I wasn't RE2. Like, I was very much like, I'm going to dodge these zombies. I'm going to move around here. Whereas this one, Tim, to your point of it being linear and you having to move, like, this was the thing of, I had no time to fuck around and I wasn't worried about guns or bullets. And I am just like spraying and praying, killing things and moving on.
Yeah. For me, playing RE2 felt stressful in a similar way to where I'm playing Bloodborne now. And I'm like, I love this game, but I also hate playing this game. RE2 had that similar feeling for me. Because of characters like Mr. X, and because the zombies were, I mean, the same zombies are in this game that were in RE2, right? Zombies are super well made. Yeah, and like in that game, you don't have a dodge. In this game, in RE3, you feel way more limber, and you have just way more ammo because you're just picking up way more. And I feel like where RE2 was a survival horror game, this is more action horror. Mm-hmm. And you're like Tim said, right? Linear. More action-based, and those are the things I actually wanted from RE2 also. Like, I was at the same place where when we watched Imran's gameplay from our first impressions video, I was very excited because from all the things they were saying about Nemesis, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, Nemesis seems like he's going to be a scarier version of Mr. X. This game seems like it's going to be for me because I love, love, love action games. And playing this game, Mr. X is way scarier than Nemesis for me, even though I actually really did like Nemesis as a character in the story and in the world and kind of what he does. Overall, Mr. X is way more terrifying. The atmosphere of RE2 just feels way more terrifying. And I think this game does itself a big disservice coming after RE2. And I know it's RE3, so that's literally the point of it, especially coming a year after. But it's a new dog with old tricks. All the stuff that that RE2 did as far as jump scares and as far as even like puzzle solutions and stuff, I feel like RE3 kind of does a lot of the same things. Like a lot of the puzzles, I was just like, oh yeah, I played RE2. I know the answer to this.
Well,
like,
it was that kind of thing. I really appreciate in this game the amount of puzzles, which is not many.
Yeah, there's like two.
Seriously. And it's like I'm fine with that because and even those don't feel too out of place. And if anything, they kind of just broke it up a little bit.
Yeah, they feel like RE4's puzzles, which is like just find a key over in that side of the room and bring it to this side of the room.
Yeah. And it's like I'm okay with that because I did feel like with RE2, those were the moments where I'm like, all right, this is an old video game that we just have a pretty coat of paint on. Whereas with this one, this just kind of feels like more of a modern game. It's just then I guess I'm judging it differently. Like I'm comparing it to other games that are of similar ilk to an action, a modern action game. Whereas like with Resident Evil 2, it was more comparing it to Resident Evil games, you know, and in that sense, it was a huge success.
Like if you switch the release order of these two games around, everyone would love this game. This would be a revelatory thing.
Yeah.
But like there's certain stuff
I don't know. I feel like RE2, I mean, yes. Like, there are certain things where, yeah, if you switch the games around, like, the zombies wouldn't have been as impressive in RE2 if RE3 came first. Like, a lot of those same elements cross over in a way where having them come out one after another kind of does the latter one disservice. But for me, as somebody who historically I'm not the biggest Resident Evil person, like, the most Resident Evil I played was Resident Evil 4. And even that game, I didn't beat it because I wasn't really feeling it too much at the time because I played it later and so it didn't age well to me. But for RE2, I really appreciated the puzzles and I more so compared it to Zelda games or I guess God of War has puzzles, but like this game RE2 felt more like slow down, really search the map, really figure out like you're opening the map and trying to figure out what goes where and you're putting the pieces together.
You became familiar with the police station in a way area in this one that you like know everything.
Very light Metroidvania of like there's a thing in your way, go find the thing to take care of it and then walk through.
And that's another weird thing too is, and this was always true, like we're talking remake of another game and all of the criticisms we have here are not even criticisms, observations, were true then too. Resident Evil 3 way more action oriented than Resident Evil 2 PlayStation versions, right?
There are actually some things I would give the original PS1 version over this game, honestly.
Really?
There's like a So it used to be you could choose to fight Nemesis or run away. That became a lot more linear this time around. Nemesis did a bit more stalking of you and busting through walls at like kind of random places in the original game. And also like the original RE3 had a boss fight this game doesn't have. It had an area this game doesn't have. And these are things that are like, I don't know why you, it's already kind of suffering from content a little bit. You should not take more things out.
This is kind of, for me, because I never beat the original RE3, but I got far enough to know what you're talking about. And it's like, I feel like it's kind of the damned if you do, damned if you don't, because I think those are some of the weaker parts of that game. And it's like, there's stuff that slow the game down a lot and make it more like the things I don't like about RE2. I feel like what they added in this one kind of made it feel like a more complete package. It's just that package is kind of light overall, but I don't know that we needed more. It's like, sometimes the solution isn't more. And I feel like this is one of those cases where I feel like all of us are kind of just like, we really liked it, but
I think there needed to be like one more major area in that game. Cause like as it starts escalating towards a climax, it just catches you completely off guard. It's like, why was this here? Why is the pacing so strange that I'm suddenly doing this right now and now the game's almost over?
I didn't really feel that way.
For me, I kind of wanted more from its story, which feels like a weird thing to say, given that it doesn't seem like these games are really supposed to be like these narrative heavy games. But RE2, and I know I keep bringing it back to RE2, which it's hard not to because these games are like very much the same ilk and same structure. But I felt like I cared more about Leon and Claire in RE2 than I do. It is Leon and Claire, right, in RE2, their names?
Yes.
Yeah. Than I do about Jill and Carlos. Yeah.
Well, they were fish out of water in that game. In this game, everyone's a superstar cop.
And that's why I think you cared more about him, right? Like, I thought the, you know, Leon's story was so interesting in RE2 of... He's the rookie cop. It's his first day on the job. The welcome Leon sign over there and shit of like coming in. And I thought it made more sense when his headshots didn't connect. Whereas now when I'm like, Jill and I miss that, I'm like, motherfucker, you're like super cop. Why would you miss this?
See, that's something, like, what's interesting to me is I love Jill. I've always loved Jill. She's always been my favorite of the Resident Evil characters. And her going from RE1 to, like, she's not into, then going into RE3, it's like she survived the mansion by the skin of her teeth, right? And then now she's, like, trying to escape Raccoon City. And it's like, that's such a cool idea. I didn't like Jill's character in the original game because they just, I mean, just look at her outfit. Like, look how they made her dress in the original. It's like, they're not taking her seriously. I love the new take on Jill in this one.
Agreed.
I just think that I want more, like, I wanted more backstory. It's like, I feel like this game should kind of, like, RE1, 2, and 3, if there was a remake of all three that was just one game that took elements of each, I think it could have been fucking killer.
Mm-hmm.
But this is weird playing this because it's kind of just like, we don't get much backstory of Jill. Unless you know the story of the mansion, you just don't know shit.
Yeah, that was my whole thing, is by the time you, like, certain characters interact and you have Jill Jill talking to Carlos, and Jill's like, oh, you're this, this, and this, and Carlos like, what, this, this, and this, and I'm like, I don't know who either of you are. This game feels like it's starting at a point where, like, this should be partway through the story, but this is the beginning. And I feel just thrown in here.
There's a weird moment where Carlos realizes Umbrella is bad. And I'm like, as a player, what am I supposed to feel right now? Because I've known Umbrella is bad for 30 years. Like, this is not a shocking thing to me.
Yeah.
It's just a weird moment of dramatic irony that doesn't really get much time to breathe.
And yeah. There's also a character. There's also a character who is like the embodiment of the phrase, like, whose man's is this? Like, there's a character, like a bad character in the game, who is not Nemesis, who I'm like, why is he here? Like, what is his point?
What are you doing?
What are you doing here?
Like, did no one else hear him say that? Like,
whose man's is this?
And that's where the I'm not mad, I'm disappointed thing is. It's just like, to me, I love the presentation of this game, and I love so many elements of the stories. I just wanted to be a bit more. I wanted a bit more fleshed out to make a bit more sense. Having said that, beating it, I'm like, I'm really excited for whatever's next. Like,
honestly, a lot of parts of this, like, from structure to mechanics to even story, kind of feel like they're setting up an RE4 remake.
And I love that. I can't believe that would be true, but that's exciting. And I would never thought they'd actually remake 3, especially not as faithfully as they did. Like, they did definitely changed a bunch of things, but it's like, this is Resident Evil 3. And I thought that if anything, this would be kind of a DLC small side story of, like, let's just say what Jill's been up to, but, like, they committed to this.
Yeah.
I think
that's ultimately my problem with it, was that this was their chance to really make RE3 the game it should have been in the first place. And it's not quite that. It's way further than I thought they would ever go if they ever remade 3, but it's not quite this is a brand new full length AAA Resident Evil game.
Yeah.
Do you think we keep talking about it didn't go far enough, or it was short on this, or you wish they would have added more? And granted, we're even saying, like, you know, it did more than you thought it would with an RE3 remake. Do you guys think that this was handed and they were like, we need to get it out the year after RE2? I mean, not annualize the IP, but strike while the iron's hot, and that's why it wasn't pushed further? Or was it just that they thought this was good enough, especially bundled with this RE multiplayer game that I haven't played and isn't available for us to try as of recording?
Resistance.
Yeah, I personally think it's probably a combination of that and also wanting to get it out before the next generation of consoles and just like have it out there. But yeah, it does feel a little too close to RE2, and it does feel like they pushed the logical limits of how far they could take that.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it is crazy to think that this game is a year after RE2, like actually a year after coming out.
It genuinely does feel like they're developed like concurrently, like at the same time, which is fine. It's just one of those things where my expectations for a sequel or for like a next iteration of a series, like it just feels like they feel like they're pretty much the same game, but one's a continuation as opposed to like a step up from the last one.
It's a weird thing though, because I'm okay with that. Like, if we were to get this level of game once a year, I would very much enjoy seeing an RE4 next year. You know, if I have to wait.
But so what do you mean? I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop you there. So you're talking about this level of game once a year, but then bringing in RE4. Like, RE4 is so much more of a game than this, though, right? RE3?
Yeah. Just the original RE3 compared to the original RE4. Yeah, definitely. But I feel like whatever the remake would look like, or even like forget RE4 because like it's one of the best games of all time. Code Veronica, right?
Yes.
Like if next year we got a Code Veronica remake that was this level of game that looks this good, sure, it's only a 6 to 8 hour experience. I'd be okay with that because I enjoy this enough. And like there are so many elements that I do really, really like. Again, the $60 thing, they're obviously aware. That's why Resistance exists. Like, I don't think anybody's clamoring for that. I doubt very many people are buying this for that part of this game.
Sure, but that comes down to my thing where you're talking about if they did this every year. Obviously, if they did the treatment we're talking of updating and making a new RE4, of course. I mean, yeah, that's worth, I think, the $60, right? But for what we're paying for right here, yeah, nobody's clamoring for Resistance. But in the same breath, like, this almost strikes me of, like, when every single-player game would, like, shoehorn in a multiplayer mode and you didn't care about it, but it was there and you got it. Like, this is one of the few times I feel, at least in recent memory, but probably is why we've been at Kind of Funny, where there's like a legitimate, like, I had fun with this game, but I couldn't recommend you buy it for $60. And that's, granted, I haven't played Resistance. I don't know how, if I'm going to fall in love with that or whatever, but I would have rather seen this be either DLC for RE2, which might be ridiculous, or a $30 price point for this, right? Like,
I mean,
if they're cutting you a break somewhere in there rather than adding on a game that doesn't anybody really care about.
So yeah, one of the things about this game specifically is that they brought in a former head of Platinum to, like, they created a new studio for him called M2 that's, like, kind of co-owned by Capcom. And he, like, his studio made this game. So in that sense, if you look at it more like a Platinum-style game of a, it's short, but you're doing speed runs, you're getting better, you earn rewards after you, like, do particularly well and get achievements.
Right.
Then that kind of makes sense of what they're aiming for, but it's not how Resident Evil has ever operated, so yeah. I think it's very strange.
Yeah, it is. That's how it's always been. Like, the game's always about replaying it multiple times. And
I've never treated it like that, but I know people do. So
A lot of people do, and it's like, that's definitely not my cup of tea. And like, that's the weird thing of playing 3 versus 2. 2, you played through both campaigns, and sure, you're playing through the same thing for the majority of it, of Claire and Leon, right? But that got you up to 12, 13 hours of content.
Yeah.
And that was there was a worthwhile thing at the end if you did that. And I was like, cool. That was kind of annoying to have to do, but it was worth it in the long run. And I feel like that it's a lot of that extra padding that makes it worth the $60. Whereas with this, it didn't have that extra padding. And it now feels not worth it because they cut the stuff I didn't like. So that's where it like just doesn't add up to me. Because the production value of this game, like, I can't imagine this game existing at $30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and I feel like that's kind of where I'm at odds with myself. Because back to the RE4 thing, it's like, I don't know that I'd want it. Like, RE4, if it were to come out next year, for like just be like this, like RE4 in the RE engine, cool. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if it took longer than that, that's when the real expectations of I expect a lot more from a remake would come.
Yeah, I just see this a lot. Like, I see Uncharted Lost Legacy. Like, Uncharted Lost Legacy is a game for me where I forget what price point that came out for. I want to say it was like 40.
40?
Which I feel like would have been appropriate for this game. Because, yeah, it's a lot of the same assets. I forgot to mention, too, it's like the same. I think it's like pretty much all the same, like, guns and same, like, so many of the same assets and solutions and puzzles and a lot of the things felt lifted and direct, like, they felt lifted from RE2 in a way where if they make RE4, say, next year, or Code Veronica or whatever it may be next year, and they made it this, I feel like I'd be even more disappointed if all the stuff was the same again. Like, if I'm going in there and being like, oh, okay, cool, I played RE2 and RE3, I know exactly the steps to solve this thing, or I know I'm going to get this gun next, or I know the first thing I'm going to discover is the shotgun, which might be actually an RE like staple. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing, is a lot of these stuff we're talking about are just kind of like, that's what this franchise is.
And it must be hard to like modernize a series like Resident Evil in a way that like players expect and like, but doesn't entirely feel divorced from what Resident Evil was 20 years ago. Like, you want to keep the spirit of the old game. I think RE2 did that better than RE3 does, but at the same time, I also just like the way RE3 plays more than I like RE2, which is not a thing I'd ever expect to say, but like, the dodging thing is so fun to me. Like, getting the perfect dodge, like you were describing, you
do your
like,
counter.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I did like that, hand, yeah.
And it never tells you this, but like, when you're playing as Carlos, he actually has like a different parody mechanic, which is weirdly different and fun to master on its own, too. It's just, I wish there was a... If you managed to like mod this stuff in RE2, I would love RE2 even more.
I really did enjoy a lot of the enemy variation they have in this. Like the frogs are like genuinely terrifying. Like,
yeah,
when they're in the sewers.
Okay, because there's the alpha, which are fine, and the betas, which I really actually hated, because like they have a one hit kill attack.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Those one those, that was frustrating, but yeah, the alpha. The first time you see an alpha, I thought I was gonna throw up. It was like it was terrifying. Like throw up in a good way. Like I was very.
We're talking about the ones that have the thing that come out of their mouth. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they were awesome. I loved them. Yeah. I loved when I because I didn't hate them. I thought they were really cool design, but I was using the shotgun on them, so it was just like whatever. I was able to fight them off, and the one time I got too close and I got the one hit kill animation, I was like, oh, okay. They're a bit more intimidating than I was giving them credit for.
There's one area that I don't into too many details on, but there's the things that kind of like go in your throat.
Oh my god, dude! Yes.
And it's like, yeah.
That entire area horrific. Was so scary to me.
That's the whole game, to be honestly. Like that kind of thing of that much tension and intensity as you're like walking around slowly.
Yeah, like that whole bit that lasts like probably 20 minutes. I was just like, holy crap! Like RE2 is filled with those moments. But I feel like it was because you're in confined hallways, whereas this game is a lot more open. You're in the city a lot more than you were in 2. But even then, I feel they kind of promoted this as if it was a lot more open than it used to be. And at the end of the day, it's kind of just like a block and a half. You can go in different – there's different alleys that bring you to the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But having said that, there are set pieces that use the city that are really epic and cool. And when things are happening and like environments change, I was just like, oh shit, like they're actually doing this. That's right.
I will say I did really enjoy the set pieces. And that's the thing that like I think can't be overstated is that this game is beautiful. Like it's just as beautiful as RE2. It has moments that pop and that for me were pretty memorable. The cutscenes, the characters, the way they looked, except for Carlos's hair.
Terrible.
Overall, though, like it's a beautiful, beautiful game, and that engine is something insane.
The facial animation is ridiculous. Like, there's a scene on the subway where Jill like rolls her eyes at Nikolai, and it's like honestly one of the best facial animations of that particular action I've ever seen. Period.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's every time we see a game use this engine, it blows my mind, and it usually is the hair that throws things off. But I can't wait to see what they do with RE8, like whatever direction they end up going after this. Cause man, like RE Engine debuted in 7 and it was so good then, but they've just learned so much now. Like we've had like what 5 releases since then using the engine.
Yeah. 2 RE games, DMC. Yeah. There's been a decent number.
Yeah. I can't wait. Imran, being the guy that's I think the most intimate with the franchise's past, what do you see being the next game?
I think right now Capcom loves parallel lines on things, so I would not be shocked if they keep making remakes and they also have like a separate new Resident Evil game, like whether that's Revelations 3 or Resident Evil 8 or whatever they end up calling it. Like I think they're gonna try and put out a new brand new thing alongside further remakes.
Mm-hmm.
How they do that in the future is gonna be, because like we said, Resident Evil 4 is a really difficult one to remake because that game is damn near perfect in a lot of ways. So trying to go back to what revolutionized, honestly, even modern third-person shooters is going to be a lot more difficult than playing, right, like redoing the Resident Evil not a lot of people cared about.
Yeah, definitely. What would you want to see? Would you want to see a Code Veronica?
I think I would like to see a Code Veronica because I think Code Veronica is the game that could use the most work, like, and also just be a better game in this style. But I think even Capcom wants to kind of skip past it and go on
really?
With the mainline titles. Yeah.
What's funny about Code Veronica is I remember at the time loving it and being like, oh my God, this is the best Resident Evil. Like it totally gets it. And then like in retrospect, looking back at it, all the things that it fixed from the originals kind of weren't the things that we actually needed fixing. And yeah, I feel like they introduced a lot of other issues. So it would be interesting to see him go back there. I just want to see more Claire.
Mm-hmm. If you think about it, like Resident Evil, the trifecta of Resident Evil 3, 0, and Code Veronica were what got Capcom to reconsider what Resident Evil was in the first place, and that's what actually birthed Resident Evil 4. I want to kind of see that same genesis in the remake ideas now. Like, again, love 2, love 3. I wanted to see what the next big step is in their evolution for this series. Because mm-hmm. if it's just we're going to make Resident Evil 4, but this time it has dual analog trigger or dual analog, then like it's the best, one of the best games of all time. Please do more for it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the chances are that we get a Resident Evil that's a different Resident Evil 4, like a sequel to what we just got set up in 2 and 3, but that's not the Leon story we know?
I think there's a pretty decent chance. Like there's hints in this game of, is Jill going to be more involved in the coming story? Because like she's kind of out of the story until Resident Evil 5, and in a way that people do not like. Because
we're just like, honestly, we're going to pretend that shit doesn't exist.
I would like them to retcon that. And
yeah, I feel like they will, right? Like if we ever get that far, there's no way they go down that path.
Yeah, and there's references to organizations that kind of got slightly mentioned in Resident Evil 4, but aren't quite like expounded upon. So yeah, if they do a Resident Evil 4 remake or whatever's next after this, I think we're going to get like a slightly different take on the story besides just, oh, it's, oh God, what was his name? Salazar. Mm-hmm. It's just him doing his weird island bullshit again.
His weird island bullshit. Bless, what would you want to see from the next one?
I mean, once again, I'm not like the biggest Resident Evil person. So if whether or not they do RE8 or I guess RE4 remake, let me talk about RE4, because RE4 is a game that I've tried to play multiple times, and I came to it very late in each time. So like, I probably started trying to play in like, let's say 09, 2010 on the Wii, which is actually like, it actually controlled pretty decently, but I got tired of the motion controls, and I tried to play it on console, and it just didn't click. And so, like, if they just fix the controls for it and make it feel a bit more modern, that I could probably get with it. Because, like, overall, like, I playing it, like, as far as the environment, and as far as like the story and the shooting and stuff, like, I didn't have much of a problem with it. Really, what it came down to for me was controls. And so if they come out and make an RE4 remake and make it with the sensibilities of this game, or these games being RE2 and RE3, but just don't like copy and paste a lot of the same like mechanics and solutions, like actually like make, and I don't know how much RE4 really is like RE2 and RE3 in terms of I'm gonna find this key to unlock this thing, or like, or how much of that there is in there. But if they take it and make it more new and more fresh, then that's really all I want from it.
Do you guys think that our kind of thoughts on this are going to be the general consensus of the game?
I think so. I think like by and large, people had high expectations of Resident Evil 3 because it kind of came out of nowhere of the announcement. But we all kind of saw it coming once they announced Resident Evil 2 Remake. So I think people are going to go at this like, okay, this has got to be at least as good as RE2. It turns out at least as good as RE2 is a high bar to clear.
Yeah. I always love this hypothesis before we get a chance to talk to anybody else, because, of course, we're reviewing this ahead of the embargo, so we haven't talked to anybody or seen anybody's stuff, because you don't talk to anybody. Now you're trapped inside. Yeah. Yeah, I do think we're going to be in line. I think this is one where we're going to be all in line. And I think it speaks to how great Resident Evil 2 Remake was, where like Resident Evil 2 Remake was that game that I couldn't put down when I have to play it again. Oh, I was so stoked to play it again, right? Whereas when they introduced Carlos in this, again, me not knowing and having gone radio silent on it, I was like, shit, fuck, am I going to have to play it from his perspective after that? And I'm like, I don't know if I'd want to do that again. And then when it ended and it was done, I was like, wow, that was really short, but... It's the whole have your cake and eat it too thing, where the game was short enough that it never overstayed its welcome. I didn't connect with it the way I did with RE2, but I enjoyed what I played, but I didn't want more of what I, you know what I mean? It's this whole thing of, it's this weird science where the formula just isn't right. And I don't know the correct way to fix it. So it is what it is, where I think it's a good game that's just overpriced, but I'm glad how it was. And I'm glad that I played it, but it is one of those that I think, especially when we get to game of the year or even years removed from this, I'm not going to think back on of like, oh yeah, remember when this happened in Resident Evil 3? Like, I guess there's one thing of revisiting an environment where I was like, fuck, I'm back here, but that's also because I love Resident Evil 2. So I was like, neat.
Yeah. It's going to mush together in my head for like,
it's very like context for RE3 for me, because playing it right? Having gotten the code and sitting down and playing it and removed from like everything else going on, I really enjoyed my time with RE3.
Yeah.
I thought the story was fun, you know, I have critiques for the story, but overall, like, it's a good time.
Yeah. It's a good action movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good action movie, like a good B action movie. The gameplay, you know, it's good. The Nemesis, I really enjoyed. Like, there are a lot of things I enjoyed about this game, and overall, I enjoyed my experience with this game. But then, yeah, when you bring in the context of like, oh yeah, this is $60 for this game that was two sittings long. Oh man, this is coming after RE2, which I just played, and so a lot of the sensibilities that I had from RE2 are just sliding right in here, and I am blowing past all these challenges because it feels like it's them doing the same thing over and over again. Oh man, this is also like a lot shorter than RE2, and all these comparisons come into place, and that's kind of what brings it down, is when you feed in context into it. Overall, very, very enjoyable game. But yeah, I think when it comes down to how people are gonna receive it, I think it'll probably sit in like the 8 range for the most part, probably 7.5.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's gonna be 7s and 6s is what I see this one getting.
For me, it's 8, but like, I'm being pretty kind to it because I just like the underlying system so much. But yeah, I'd say 8 probably on my end.
I think 8 will be the highs. Like, I think it'll be probably 7s and 8s.
I would give it an 8, maybe even an 8.5, just because I did enjoy it so much. Mm-hmm. And it, a lot of my criticisms are just mainly like the price and comparing it to RE2. But Greg, were you talking about with RE2 where you beat it and you immediately wanted to play more? Like, I felt that way with this one as well. Yeah. Like, when I beat it, I was like, fuck, I wish there was another campaign. Mm-hmm. I do want to do more here. I was hoping the campaign wasn't going to be 80% the same, Even then, it was, I did want to get back in, and I didn't feel any type of pull into doing that.
I think that was what was so special about RE2 is that, you know me, and I'm not that, and people watching this clearly know me too, of like, I'm not that guy. I beat a game, and it's incredibly rare that I do a new game plus, and even more rare on top of that, the small percentage, that I actually beat it. And so to have beaten Resident Evil 2 and start it right back up and go through and do it again, that was astounding for what that game was. And like, for this one where I beat it, and it was, I went and looked at the store, and like, all right, these medallions will make me tougher, I can get a different costume or whatever. I was like, nah, no. And even if I, you know what I mean? Like, there was just nothing I felt drawing me back in.
Yeah, it's weird, too, having played through RE2 twice, like having with both the characters, like, there is so much I don't like about RE2. And like, there's so many areas that I'm like, this is frustrating. Like, this is bad design. I don't like this. The sewers were not fun. Mm-hmm. And it's like, with this game, it has none of those moments, but I still can't say I like it better than 2.
Well, as soon as I finished, I just went back and did another game because I was like, you know, this is enjoyable and I got nothing else better to do, so I might as well just run through it. It took me about 2 hours. And once I did that, I was like, you know what? This kind of crystallized what I didn't necessarily like about this game. But I still, again, it's one of those weird things to say of, yeah, I had this laundry list of criticisms about it, but so many of them feel like nitpicks. And at the end of the day, I did enjoy it, just not as much as I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts, you guys, on Resident Evil 3 Remake?
I will say that Blessing mentioned context, and playing that game in the midst of like a lockdown.
Oh yeah,
is insane.
Oh
like
yeah,
the first line of the opening shot is like, the pandemic swept the nation by surprise. I'm like, ooh,
whoa.
The hospital filled with like wash your hands posters.
Yeah.
No, legit. The whole time I was thinking like, this is how it starts. like we're here now. Like we're going down this road. They're gonna. Actually, I'm not going to joke about nuking Tessa.
You live here now. It's too late. My one thing is, yeah, I thought it was, you know, it's enjoyable. It's an enjoyable action horror film or whatever is how I felt like it at the end of it. To your questions from earlier, I really hope, even though I know people love these remakes, I'm anxious as somebody who really liked Resident Evil 7. And that was like my first time, I think, ever really like connecting with the Resident Evil. I'm really excited to see where they go. I want to see what's next and new and not just having to honor the past while trying to make it modern for the future. I'd like to see, here's our next step in this whole Resident Evil thing and what we want to do with it.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Games cast. Thank you very much for joining us this week. If you are patreon.com/kindafunnygames supporter, you can get the post show now. It's about to start, so stay tuned. Until then, love you.